The South Hamilton volleyball team will return to action tonight as they open up Heart of Iowa Conference play against the Rams of Greene County. The Hawks have won 9 of 15 against the Rams dating back to 2010, but Greene County has won 2 out of the last 3 meetings. The Rams have been led by a young core consisting of players such as setter Natalie Heupel, middle hitters Isabella Schrader and Emma Shipley, and outside hitter Kaylee Stalder. Heupel leads the team in assists with 166, which is the third highest mark in the Heart of Iowa. Isabella Schrader has been a star on both facets for the Rams, leading the team with 55 kills and 19 blocks from her middle hitter spot. Fellow middle hitter Emma Shipley is third on the team in kills with 36. Outside hitter Kaylee Stalder is second on the team in kills. Southampton looks to bounce back after a bumpy week last week. The Hawks have been led by the setting duo of Trista Stroman and Paige Evans, who have combined for 224 assists on the season. Senior Kaylee Hewitt is currently tied for the fourth most kills in the Heart of Iowa with 67, and fellow seniors Mackenzie Grady and Taylor Remsburg have tallied 58 and 56 kills, respectively. First serve is scheduled for 6:45 p.m. at South Hamilton High School. Live coverage is set to begin at 6:40 p.m. on 95.7 KQWC. The Eagle Grove and Clarion Goldfield Dallas cross-country teams will trek north on Thursday to compete in the Clear Lake Invitational at Veterans Memorial Golf Club. The boys' field will include teams such as Class 2A No. 20 Clear Lake, Class 1A No. 11 Mason City Newman, and 1A No. 16 Central Springs. Eagle Grove will fall behind the lead of top runner Drake Whelan, who has ran for a top time of 19 minutes 7 seconds, as well as sophomore Noah Thole, who has run a low time of 19 minutes 50 seconds. Clarion Goldfield Dows will follow the lead of their top runner of junior Jacob Ingbritson and freshman Christopher Greenfield. The girls' meet will consist of a field including Class 4A No. 4 Ames, Class 2A No. 16 Clear Lake, and Class 1A No. 8 Mason City Newman. Eagle Grove will be led by junior Maddie Axtell, who has a season-low time of 24 minutes 32 seconds. Clarion Goldfield Dows will be led by sophomore Ashley Fennell and junior Michaela Polito. Following an 0-4 showing at the Osage Tournament, the Clarion Goldfield Dows volleyball team looked to bounce back in conference play as they hosted the Clear Lake Lions on Tuesday night. The Cowgirls had not lost to the Lions in 19 consecutive matches, and the streak reached 20 with a 3-1 Clarion Goldfield Dows victory. The Cowgirls took set one by a final of 25-19 before Clear Lake knotted the match up at 1-1 with a 25-19 win in set two. It was the first set win by Clear Lake against CGD since 2014. The Lions pushed CGD into extra points in set three, but the Cowgirls prevailed 27-25 before running out of steam in set four, which resulted in a 25-13 CGD win. Carly Lehman and Nikki Kapka excelled in their setter roles, with Lehman finishing with 19 assists, while Kapka finished with 17. Lexi Lane had a monster night above the net, finishing with 25 kills on the night, while also having 3 blocks. The Cowgirls are back in action on Thursday night as they host Eagle Grove at 7:30. Eagle Grove comes into Thursday night with an 0-15 record. The Webster City Lynx volleyball team is off to a fast 9-1 start, perhaps the best start for Jess Howard in her 15 seasons at the helm of the Lynx volleyball program. They will host their first home match of the season as the Gales of St. Edmund will travel east on Highway 20 to take on the Lynx. The Gales come in with a 3-7 record and are towards the bottom of the North Central Conference standings. They are led by a quartet of seniors in Maya McLean, Aaliyah Anderson, Alexis Miracle, and Kirsten Clark. Anderson, McLean, and Miracle are the top three kills leaders for the Gales, while Clark leads the Gales in assists with 99. Webster City comes in off the heels of a dominant showing against Hampton Dumont Cal last Thursday. Jocelyn Gurley leads the North Central Conference in assists with 208, while Sierra Rattenborg's 94 kills is also one of the leaders in the conference. Elena Fanukin, who surpassed 1,500 career digs against Hampton, has been fantastic defensively, and juniors Livia Cash and Reese Casey continue to wreak havoc in the middle. First serve is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. in the competition gym at Webster City High School. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.